FIFA has announced an innovative addition to the World Cup final festivities. The victorious team will receive championship rings, a concept inspired by American sports traditions like those of the NFL. 30 bespoke rings will be awarded to players, complete with a mini World Cup trophy design and engravings, while nearly 2,000 more will be available for purchase by fervent fans, expanding this tradition beyond the stadium. The presence of President Donald Trump at the final marks an important diplomatic spectacle, as he is set to bestow the World Cup trophy to either Argentina or Spain. Trump will be attending for the first time during this tournament, having missed earlier matches, including those of the host nation, the United States. His attendance is emblematic of the political significance World Cup events carry, especially in co-hosting nations, such as the US, Canada, and Mexico. Throughout the tournament, the relationship between FIFA President Gianni Infantino and Trump has sparked significant debate. A controversy erupted over Trump's involvement in the suspension of a red card for U.S. striker Fulgerin Balogun, prompting criticism regarding the impartiality of FIFA's decision-making processes. However, FIFA has maintained its stance despite these accusations, and all eyes are fixed on the final. Despite environmental concerns related to smog from Canadian wildfires affecting New York's air quality, the prestigious event at the MetLife Stadium is set to proceed seamlessly, with safety assurances confirmed. Meanwhile, enthusiasts can follow the penultimate showdown between England and France, which promises its share of dramatic flair on the day preceding the final. The global football community remains engaged, with the BBC providing live broadcasts and commentary. The conclusion of World Cup 2026 not only signifies the culmination of prestigious footballing endeavors, but also highlights the intercultural exchanges and diplomatic gestures interwoven into such a celebrated global event.